This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Special shout-out to everybody in Germany. Hello, Maria. And a special shout-out goes also to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and janitors and maintenance and mechanics and construction workers, and bulk mail centers, and those taxi and Uber and Lyft and bus drivers out there, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs, with all those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of all the little things we have over there to offer. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Question from the audience. Who's going to be the next Supreme Court justice? We're looking at three ladies. Would it be our gal out of South Florida, the Cuban-American?
It's either going to be her or it's going to be little Miss Amy. So I think that's where we are.
Well, we're interviewing today. He is interviewing. The last interview will be Ms. LaGoya. I think I said her name right. Out of Miami, the judge down here. Mm-hmm.
Correct. 11th Circuit.
Yeah. Okay. She'll be the last one interviewed today, and that might be a. I don't know. That might be a sign of things to come. Might be. Somebody said that Donald Trump was doing the rope-a-dope with this other stuff.
Well, I think he kind of is. He certainly wants to be fair. But, Barbara Lagoa has got a very fascinating resume. And, to be from Florida, I don't think that a lot of people necessarily know that. But her parents actually fled the Cuban Revolution. And she graduated from... Florida International University. She majored in English. And then she went on to Columbia Law School. But here's the interesting thing about her. She was one of the several dozen lawyers who represented the Ilian Gonzalez family.
Right.
Yeah, that was a big, very big deal. And then it was Jeb Bush who appointed her to the District Court of Appeals.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, Ron DeSantis put her on the Supreme Court.
Right.
So she's got a very robust resume. She's been around a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
She's got three daughters, including a set of twins. But here's the other fascinating thing. She also is a practicing Roman Catholic.
Yeah.
So I would say that little Miss Dianne Feinstein.
They got to be careful with that because of what I told you about Article 6. They got to be careful.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But they also did that with Kavanaugh,
yes.
Including Kamala Harris. So, yeah.
Well, now we know that they can get thrown back in their face that they were violating a certain provision of the Constitution.
Well,
and let's see them argue that.
Well, they were. And the Republicans should have called them out instantly in that hearing.
You bet.
But since then, several Republicans have called them out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all, there's some interesting chatter about having Feinstein actually removed
That's
from the
right.
committee because of her violations.
That's right. Now, I got to ask you a question. There's suddenly in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, there's been the finding of trails of mail in a ditch in Wisconsin, and military absentee ballots were found in a trash can in Pennsylvania. What the hell's going on here?
Well, the military was, there were only, I think, 7 or 8 ballots.
9.
So it wasn't like, okay, it's not
9.
Like it was, you know, an epic quantity.
No, but they're throwing the trash. You know, what's going on here? We got something we need to really take a look at?
Well, they're throwing the trash along with other mail. It wasn't just specifically the ballots. It was along with some other mail.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the Postal Service. It's the individual post office routes, I would say. Someone needs to be challenging these carriers themselves. those kinds of things, I think, are going on a lot more than we necessarily know. But because within the post office,
mm-hmm.
I think you got some crummy carriers, but we're becoming much more sensitive to it because of ballots in the mail.
Well, I hope we don't have something big time started, because that's what we don't need. And everybody needs to be on the lookout, okay? And like I said, if you're voting by mail, that's fine. If you got an absentee ballot, that's fine. But if it were me, what I do is I take it straight to the supervisor of elections office and either put it in their box that they have or hand it to them.
Yeah. Okay.
But do you think it's a good idea? Oh, you can also track your vote, by the way, now. There's a computer system that lets you do that.
Yeah, not all states have that, but Florida does.
Okay. Well, here comes the music. And, folks, when we come back, we're going to tell you a little bit more about Hunter Biden before we move on to some other things here. Senator Rand Paul did, in fact, send a letter for criminal referral to the Department of Justice on what they found out about Hunter Biden. And old Daddy Joe has been caught in the cover-up and the lie. Oh, boy, is this fixing to get interesting. We'll see how he weasels his way out of this as he hides in the basement.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by our good friends over at Balance of Nature. And let me tell you something. If you want to get a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits or vegetables either, I got a deal for you. It's called Balance of Nature, and it's the fruits and veggie capsules. And I'm looking at them right here. They're sitting right here on the counter beside me. I took two of them before I started tonight. I take them twice a day, in the morning and then again late in the evening before I start my show. And what it does is, and so help me God, I don't know why, but what it does is I used to eat like a candy bar or two or a bag of chips or two or whatever at night because I had the munchies. Everybody's got the munchies. Well, I don't get them anymore. And I believe, and my doctor tells me, it's probably because I'm finally getting my daily requirement of fruits and vegetables. And when you take that stuff and you get in your system, you just aren't hungry anymore. So I've lost weight as a result of it, which is good. But I've also lowered my blood pressure, which is also good. And I'm no longer taking the medication that I had to take because I'm down where I'm supposed to be. So you can go to balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Save 35% on your order. Take a look at all the things they have there. Use the promo code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a real live person, a health coach that can answer all of your questions. So if you want to start feeling better, do what I did. Go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call, 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, save 35%. Balanceofnature.com, tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and I was told your samples are on the way.
Okay, thanks.
Then we'll be talking about you doing high hurdles and flips off the top of the mountaintop there. What's that in the sky? That's Denise Simon. All right. We got to talk about Hunter Biden simply because yesterday, again, Rand Paul sent a letter, as he said he was going to the Department of Justice for asking for the criminal investigation, a criminal referral on what they found out about Hunter, his friends, and even his daddy, who may have lied when he said he didn't know about any of that stuff that was going on, because some of the stuff that Hunter was doing when it came to the parties and the drugs and the prostitutes was taking place where his father was in town or wherever he was at for some sort of political deal overseas.
You don't ride on Air Force Two and not have a conversation with your father about what you're doing when you get on the ground.
Yep.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's just ridiculous. You don't have a conversation, I mean, you don't not have a conversation with your father, who's the sitting vice president, when you get called over to the State Department.
Yeah.
And you're having conversations with Victoria Nuland or some ambassadors. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't work that way. Ambassadors every single day send in a daily briefing or a daily review, okay? Every single day of what's going on in the country to which they're assigned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here comes one from Bulgaria. Here comes one from Haiti. Here comes one from wherever, all right? And it goes into the State Department. If there's anything that meets a certain threshold, then it's compiled, and then it is graded. And if it's of, you know, something that's very, very important, it mm-hmm. ends up in a presidential daily briefing.
Right.
If it has to be addressed a little bit sooner than that, or kind of goes outside of that channel, then you end up with another memo that goes into the White House, and it doesn't have to go to the Situation Room. It'll go to the National Security Council and say, hey, we have this problem here. Ambassador George Kent, who we heard about so much in the impeachment.
Correct.
and he did do this, has some very huge concerns about Joe Biden and his son Hunter when it comes to Ukraine, Russia, and China.
Right.
And in fact, there was a meeting that George Kent and Joe Biden had along with Hunter, you know, together about how they were going to, because it was effective. Let's not forget, Joe Biden, when he was vice president, he was given the Ukraine portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's no way he didn't know.
All right, well, I'm going to read something, and then I'm going to go to a caller, then I'm going to go to your article. The New York Post reported something late yesterday that came out after all of the other stuff came out. It says a report that says unspecified records show that Hunter Biden sent funds to non-resident alien women in the United States who are citizens of Russia and the Ukraine, who subsequently wired some of those funds back to, that they received from Hunter Biden, back to individuals located in Russia and Ukraine. Again, follow the money. Okay, hold on, because we're going to go to a caller. Good morning. Is this Sean?
Yeah. Geez, I wish you a quick use of my name. Just because.
All right, it's Jack Smith. Go ahead. Come on, make it quick, because we've got things going.
Look, I am quick. Look at these people are as crooked could be, and it's so obvious. It's been proven. My God, how are they not just in prison or? It's
okay.
Ridiculous.
All right. We'll answer
anyway,
the question.
Denise, and thank you. God bless your hearts for what you do.
Okay, thank you. And Now, I want to lead that over into the article that you wrote about, which we heard about, the anti-Trump FBIers that actually bought liability insurance because of the troubled waters they were headed into. They were worried they were going to get sued, screwed, blued, and tattooed, weren't they?
Well, I don't know that they were necessarily worried. They thought that they may get sued at some point. Mm-hmm. So we don't know all of the FBIers that did this.
No.
Because, you know, their names have been redacted. But because, I mean, it goes way beyond the typical McCabe's and Strzok and that crowd.
Right.
This is actually rank and file agents.
Mm-hmm.
So they were all, at the suggestion of somebody, they went out and bought professional liability insurance in case things went sideways and they were going to get sued because of what they were doing against Trump and Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, they didn't buy that insurance on their money. They bought it on our dime, on the taxpayer's dime.
Mm. By the way.
Which makes it even worse.
By the way, have you seen Dan Crenshaw's Texas Size campaign?
I saw it yesterday.
That is fantastic. That is utterly unbelievable.
It's not just his campaign ad. It's a campaign ad for several that are running in Texas.
About six of them, looks like.
Mm-hmm.
All military. Ex-military.
No, not two
really?
Of them weren't.
Okay, because a couple of guys were actually in uniform. They must have been reserve or whatnot. One was a pilot.
I mean, he was just calling the gang together, but two of the others, I think two women were not military. They were, but he, yeah. So.
Well, he is.
But anyway, here's the thing. We have to begin to develop some kind of conspiracy theories now, even more so than we probably have.
Yeah.
Because we're finding out the facts that come out slowly. We weren't thinking, as corruptly as they were, so we were never asking the right questions.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, for the last 3 years.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We couldn't even imagine. I mean, would we have imagined to say, hey, do you have to, James Comey, did you buy professional liability insurance in case, you know, anybody in the Trump administration like Carter Page sued you? I mean, who would have thought to have done that?
By the way, go ahead.
This all came together because the FBI coughed up, after 3.5 years, more text messages, and these actually came to Sidney Powell night before last.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an interesting hearing on the 29th.
By the way, real quick, we've had some violence in the last couple hours here since we come on the air here in Louisville. They tried to set fire to a business downtown somewhere. Fire department put that out. A bunch of busted windows. Tried to set fire to a church. Busted windows there. Fire department put that out. And I guess we'll just have to see where we go.
Indeed so.
All right. We will talk to you tomorrow on the weekend show. So have yourself a great day and see you later. All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check all the great articles that she writes. FoundersCode.com. And I'll be right back with our military and veterans news segment on the Captain's America Third Watch as we move along into the night.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump paid respects to the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg as Ginsburg lied in repose at the Supreme Court building. Trump has been respectful of Ginsburg, intentionally holding off his announcing the nomination until after memorial ceremonies have concluded. He also offered words of praise for Ginsburg upon her passing. He said, "Today, our nation mourns the loss of a titan of the law. Renowned for her brilliant mind and her powerful dissents at the Supreme Court, Justice Ginsburg demonstrated one can disagree without being disagreeable toward one's colleagues." After lying in repose at the Supreme Court, Ginsburg's casket will be transported to the National Statuary Hall in the United States Capitol, where she will lie in state on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our military and veterans news segment, brought to you by our friends at National Aviation Academy. Now, thanks to all the people that called and chimed in and sent emails and whatnot to Bo Browning from National Aviation Academy. He was here yesterday and answered all your questions. And if you want to get more questions answered, just give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask for Bo Browning. All right, here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, there are two campuses for you to choose from to go to the National Aviation Academy to learn how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech, a very lucrative job that's a tremendous career that will offer you a lifetime of job security and benefits, the likes of which you can't get hardly anywhere else. Now, that being said, one of them is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one is down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, which is just across the bay from me in Tampa. They're over there in Clearwater. So, check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or you can give them a call to schedule a tour. That's what I'd suggest you do at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Well, before I get started, there is a warning from Windows right now. Microsoft is warning that a critical Windows server Perfect 10 exploit attack is underway around the world. Now, the exploit, which enables an attacker to become an instant administrator of whatever it is that you have, is so serious it's rated a perfect 10 on a common vulnerability scoring system known as a CVSS. So make sure you got all your security on your computers up to date and don't dally on this one, because you could lose control of your website or whatever it is that you're doing on the Internet. Now, the future Marine Force will be smaller, lighter, and more maneuverable with less room for inefficiencies, according to the Commandant of the Marine Corps, General David Berger, my son's commanding officer. He's one of the senior colonels with the general and does what the general tells him to do. So we'll see how all that plays out. Also, the Pacific Air Forces are pushing back against the Chinese military propaganda video depicting an H-6K bomber targeting Anderson Air Force Base in Guam, calling it an attempted intimidation in the region. Well, obviously it is, because it shows them dropping bombs and destroying the base. The only thing is that the pictures coming from the base were actually, I believe, from World War II, showing bombs dropping. But anyway. And the Marines' fifth-generation fighter jets have just departed on an unprecedented deployment, embarked not on a U.S. Navy ship, but to the United Kingdom's one and only aircraft carrier. Wow. So, we're going to be hitching a ride, flying off the British aircraft carrier. Okay. Okay, we'll see how that works out. Who knows? By the way, North Korea shot dead a South Korean official who ventured over into their territory and then burned the South Korean official set afire by North Korean troops. That is what the South's defense ministry said, condemning the brutal act. Well, I don't know what they were expecting, and I don't know why this official ventured over into North Korea. But he did. I don't know what he was expecting. But I would expect nothing else other than what happened myself. I'm not surprised, so I really don't have an opinion. I guess the guy wanted to die, and that's how he decided to do it. Now, though the Iranians posted a drone image of the Nimitz carrier strike group transiting the Strait of Hormuz, Navy officials are saying that there has been no unsafe interactions with their forces in that strategic waterway since April of this year. And we did see some pictures at altitude of the aircraft carrier Nimitz taken by a high-altitude drone. Also, the U.S. and other NATO forces are practicing how to fend off an attack in Central Europe, bringing together B-52 bombers, fighters, and missile defenses for a drill simulating a large-scale battle. Stars and Stripes is reporting that story, and I'm sure that the Russians have got their eyeballs on that one. Now, across Southeast Asia, the South China Morning Post is saying that there's a scenario planning exercises by analysts and policymakers preparing for the unthinkable. That would be a military clash between the world's two largest economies in their backyard. That would be China and the U.S., and it's taken on added significance in the past few weeks, recent weeks. So, Not sure where that's going, but we'll have to wait and see. And the Pacific Coast Marine Expeditionary Forces are both putting together warfighting concepts, which is specific as to how they'll fight China with their respective fleets. That could get interesting. Also, after two decades of land combat and wars with no air threat beyond small drones, the Marine Corps is putting a high priority to ground-based air defense as it redesigns its force for expeditionary advanced base operations in an era of great power and competition. And the Pentagon has announced that the president issued a sweeping executive order this week banning the military's use of diversity training programs that suggest that the United States is an unredeemably racist and sexist country. And to that I say, about time. What a bunch of nonsense that was. But hey, that's just me talking. What do I know? Also, while the phrase tsunami of data seems to have exited everyday use by the Defense Department, the problem remains the same. The Pentagon simply cannot exploit the sheer amount of information that comes in every day to its fullest. So new joint requirements on handling data will soon be issued. And more than half of the U.S. military installations worldwide have lifted travel restrictions put in place to prevent the spread of the coronavirus as things are getting better, not worse. By the way, Air Force Master Sergeant Joshua Archambault, a flight chief for the 569th U.S. Forces Police Squadron in Germany, has not seen his three children in more than a year, thanks largely to the corona's pandemic. And guess what? He's getting that opportunity, finally, with the relaxation of the rules, so he can go home and see his kids. Now, the Pentagon is awarding $50 million to historically black colleges and universities and minority-serving institutions for vital research info into artificial intelligence, hypersonics, microelectronics, and other futuristic deployments for war. And we'll see how that goes along. And finally, U.S. officials say growing competition for ocean resources is a facet of broader competition between the West and China, one that could escalate because a high seas food fight has already gone kinetic. And U.S. military officials are still warning that it poses a bigger threat than what it appears to look like on the surface. Well, fighting over seaweed, I guess, huh? Is that what we're doing now? Maybe. Wow. Also, remember the burn pits and the bill is advancing to help the military toxic exposure victims? Well, on the same day that House lawmakers questioned whether Veterans Affairs officials are doing enough to help veterans with serious injuries believed caused by the burn pits, Senate lawmakers advanced legislation to extend new testing and benefits for veterans who suffered a range of toxic exposure injuries. And kudos and thank you to them for doing that. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy.
Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And right now, she and her husband, Don, are out in the stable out there in the horse barn at Double D Ranch, and they're getting everything ready for the horses and whatnot, and they're listening to us, and they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. So we'll give a big shout-out and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is an all-natural product. I've been taking it for going on about 5 years now. The combination of ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, lycarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it even lowers or eliminates pain associated with exercise and everyday living too. Now, it will alleviate pain at the source. That's what it does for me. It works for me, and I've got arthritis, and I've got this problem with my injury from the World Trade Center on my left foot and leg and ankle, where it swells up just all of a sudden for no apparent reason, and I take that, and down goes the swelling. So there you go, and down goes the pain too. So it's 100% drug-free. Comes in a convenient individual packet. It supports healthy joints and muscles. And I'd strongly recommend it. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Give the 3-week quick start a try. That's $19.95. And don't forget that you can also give them a call if you so choose to do so by calling 800-583-84. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, so here's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog, sir.
How you doing?
Got a question for you. Did you happen to see or hear about the mother watching her son play at a high school football game who was not wearing a mask, who was outdoors? She was all by her lonesome. There were a few other people in the stands with no masks, and she was told by someone to put the mask on. She said, no, I'm not going to. I'm sitting here. I'm not bothering anybody, whatever. They went and got the school security guard, and she apparently gave him a tough time, said, well, you're going to have to leave, no mask, no sit in the stand. And she said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to sit here. Well, he tased her. And the high school principal or whatever came along, and the two of them escorted her out. And I think she's got herself a pretty good lawsuit going there against those people before it all said it over done with.
Yeah, I mean, from what I heard with this is that the people she was actually sitting with were family members. I really like to get more information on the story. I really would, because you watch the video, and it is a bit disturbing without a doubt. I mean, she ended up getting tased, if I'm not mistaken,
right.
You know, for not wearing a mask. And we've seen some other areas of the country where we've seen all sorts of egregious action based upon people not wearing masks. And, again, it is frustrating. It really is. I don't know why we have to get to this point in time with something like this, but a lot of people get hot and bothered about it. I think you have to resort to violence over something like this. I think we've got a major issue. But yeah, it doesn't look good when you, especially watching the video. Nobody is around her.
She's no.
Her family. I wear a mask if I have to go into an indoor place and I'm told to wear one.
Sure.
It's just, I'll follow those. I'm not going to be a pain in the butt with stuff like that, even though I think it's stupid. I mean, again, with all this mask stuff, most people, you're taking logic and reason. And you're throwing it out the window.
Right.
Is what you're doing.
You're right.
You're going to a restaurant, you're standing up, you gotta wear a mask. You sit down, you don't have to wear a mask.
Right.
The servers in the restaurant, they're touching their masks, they're moving it all day.
Yep.
Because it's bothering. I mean, it's kind of silly, at this point in time. You know, but what's funny, I was thinking about it. Look at all the violence in some of these cities and how they're letting all of these people, after they commit crimes, letting them go right after the fact. There's
right.
No bail. It's funny. You're forced to wear masks in many of these cities, but you're not allowed to carry a gun to protect yourself. And look at the irony of that.
Yeah, you're right. By the way, we also had a story that's getting national attention down here in Florida and St. Pete. We had a couple that were sitting outside eating at a restaurant because, of course, they can only put 25% inside unless everybody wears a mask and they got to be social distancing and all that stuff. So they were outside in the sidewalk, and along came a bunch of the demonstrators, if you will, in downtown St. Pete, and they got in their face and they called them a bunch of names, and they sat at the table and they started disrupting this, that, and the other. The woman got up. You can see the video. It's out there. The woman got up and she said something to them. I don't know if they wound up leaving or what the deal was, but to me, where was the restaurant owner in all this? I never saw the restaurant owner.
I don't know. I don't know. But you know what? That people listening to your pro, at some point in time, you have to start standing up.
That's right.
Some point in time, you can't, and you have to stick up for other people too that are being harassed.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be just an innocent bystander to say, you can't live your life in fear. Okay? What type of conservative are you if you watch something like this happen and you don't do anything? You don't stand up for others. That to me is ridiculous. I'm sorry. You don't sit and watch something like that. You gotta defend people.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think about the president announcing yesterday the American First healthcare plan?
Yeah, I'm not totally. I don't know the details of it. I really don't. So we're gonna have to. I'm gonna take a little look a little bit. So, you know, I have to, you know, the healthcare plans get thrown around all the time. Disappointed in the fact that, you know, the Republicans could manage to repeal Obamacare and get something done in Trump's first year. So we'll see.
Well, this is not going to necessarily repeal Obamacare, but it's certainly going to fix Obamacare, and it's going to be called the American First Healthcare Plan because it'll get rid of the one thing that makes it Obamacare, the individual mandate.
Individual mandate is forcing people to actually have insurance. And again, I don't, you know, you calculate Obamacare and how it was originally structured. The idea was that everybody had to go out and they had to get Obamacare, had to get it. And if they didn't, they had to pay some sort of fine. And again, that didn't make much sense because most people get health insurance if they can afford it. And how can they afford to pay a fine if they can't afford to get health insurance in the first place? So it's kind of like a catch-22.
Yeah, well, this is a plan that will actually be plans on top of plans. There'll be competition. I like what I see so far. And you check it out, and we'll talk about it on Monday, or maybe you can talk about it in the weekend show for the people that are listening.
Yeah, I mean, well, this is something that again, you're not going to get anything done on healthcare without a doubt until after the election, and most certainly Republicans would have to take the House. To do something like this. I mean, they had the House, they had the Senate last time, and they couldn't get things done.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, because definitely they have to keep the Senate if they want to keep putting these judges in place that upsets the Democrats to the point to where they can't stand it. By the way, speaking of judges, today our 11th Circuit Court Federal Appeals Court Judge Barbara Lagoa will be at the White House to talk with the president. He's interviewing her, I guess, for the position. We're now thinking down here in Florida that she may get that.
Be interesting. I don't know, obviously, who's more qualified. I don't. You know, I haven't looked into that. And obviously, there's, you know, you take a look at sometimes there's political considerations that come into play when it comes to this. And Cuban American, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and maybe looking out to maybe the Latin American vote in the state of Florida. I don't know.
Well, do you remember Elian Gonzalez?
Yes. Well, that was under Clinton when they.
She was one of the attorneys that represented the family trying to keep Elian Gonzalez in the United States.
Yeah, that was the old Janet Reno race.
That's right.
Yeah.
And by the way, while we're talking about Florida, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody is defending vigorously her investigation into billionaire Mike Bloomberg's $16 million worth of donations given to a charity to help pay the fines and court costs on convicted felons so they could vote. The reason that she's into it, the reason it may be illegal, is because the charity was giving money to blacks and Latinos only, and they had to be a registered Democrat, which definitely violates the law that we have here.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you take a look at this, it's another really, you know, strange story. And, you know, I'm curious to see if they actually follow through with this. In the same way, I'm curious to see if they actually follow through going after Hunter Biden and the stuff that he was involved with. I hope so. But I'm not in belief that they actually will. These politicians with a lot of money tend to get off.
We'll know soon enough. And here comes the music. I'll talk to you on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend. Looking forward to hearing the Watchdog on Wall Street show this weekend.
You got to have a good one.
Hi, right, Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. His website's watchdogonwallstreet.com. This program will be all across the country on many of these fine stations you listen to me on right now, as well as a whole bunch more. I'll be right back with Frank Stilvato.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.